You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring body wash and bar soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Hey everybody, it's Thursday, November 9th, 2023. Welcome to the NFL Fantasy Football Show. It's me, your man, MG Marcus Grant, joined by Michael F. Florio. On today's show, we are previewing the rest of the Week 10 slate, plus we're giving you our fantasy heroes. Diving into the afternoon games on Sunday and the primetime games as well, we'll start down in the desert. The Atlanta Falcons coming off that shocking loss to Josh Dobbs and the Vikings. They will try and regroup against the Arizona Cardinals. And the big news here, Kyler Murray is back, making his debut in 2023, coming off the torn ACL from last season. We're all excited to see Kyler back. A lot of folks have been stashing Kyler Murray all season long. Should those people put Kyler Murray back in their lineup this week?
Falcons losses brought to you by FedEx. That's the first thing I was thinking of when when you were talking about that. I have Kyler Murray as a sit this week, but with some context, right? Like, if you have, you've gotten this far without Kyler Murray, I think it's okay to show some patience. I know the Falcons have struggled against the pass as of late, but it's his first game in a year. 30% of his fantasy points last year and in his career have come off of the run, and first game off of a torn ACL. I am not expecting Kyler to run like he normally does, but it's all about context. Like, if you're like, I need to decide between Kyler Murray or Mac Jones as a streaming, like, yeah, then you go Kyler Murray. But if you have an option that you feel pretty comfortable with, or maybe even someone like Geno Smith that you could plug in, I would go with that over Kyler this week.
You mentioned Mac Jones. I mean, I'd start Kyler over him. I'd start Kyler over, go through the list of, Jordan Love.
Yes.
Guys like that. If that's who you have to start, then Kyler is definitely going to be your guy. Look, if you still have a Geno Smith in your roster and he's available for you, I would start him. I will say this, though. My bold prediction for the week is that Kyler Murray comes out and throws three touchdown passes in his return. He reminds us how good he is, and all of that weird offseason chatter about, like, maybe he doesn't play. Like, we all forget about that. We'll pretend that never happened because Kyler's still good at football. I wasn't going to name names.
Missed on that one.
I wasn't going to name names. He's still good at football. He's going to remind us of that. And, I don't know if the Cardinals win, but I think Kyler comes out and he plays well and he helps Marquise Brown and Trey McBride. Side note, I was looking on Wednesday morning and nearly 25,000 people dropped Trey McBride. I don't understand it. Is because he had a bad game with Clayton Tune against the Browns? That's the reason you drop Trey McBride? He's getting a ton of targets. There's no Zach Ertz. He's going to play a lot. He should be in raw. He's still available in like 70% of NFL.com leagues. Make it make sense. I don't understand. All right, let me regroup. Lions at the Chargers. That game being played right next door at SoFi Stadium. What I think could be maybe the highest scoring game of the week between two really good offenses. Jahmyr Gibbs has been playing really well. He's been getting all the volume that we dreamed of when the Lions drafted him. That seems great. David Montgomery is coming back, and he is going to wreck everyone's dreams. Not mine, because I have David Montgomery, and I sort of need him back in a couple of lineups, so I'm excited to see him back. But can we trust Jahmyr Gibbs once Montgomery is back on the field?
I think it's a situation where you just play both of them moving forward. Look, David Montgomery is going to continue to be a thorn in the side of Gibbs managers. He's going to get the goal line work. I'm not disputing that. But I think we could see Gibbs more involved now than he was early in the year when Monty was healthy and doing his thing. It wouldn't surprise me if we see a 50-50 split or close to it, maybe they rotate drives. And then obviously, yeah, Gibbs giving up the touchdowns is going to put a cap on his fantasy upside. But we've seen like so much burst and explosiveness and big plays out of him. I don't think they could just put the genie back in the bottle and say, okay, you're just going to be a complimentary piece again.
Oh, watch him. Watch that happen. I mean, I feel like they sort of told us what they want with Jahmyr Gibbs early in the season when he wasn't getting that opportunity. And maybe he gets a little bit more. But I think part of what we saw the last couple of weeks was also Craig Reynolds not being completely healthy. It was a lot of situational stuff that sort of led to Gibbs getting those opportunities. I think David Montgomery goes back to being the RB1. We're going to be frustrated. Now, look, Gibbs, because he's explosive, has the chance to turn a few opportunities into some decent numbers. But I think you're going to go back to being frustrated again. I mean, not me, because like I said, I drafted David Montgomery and I want him in my lineup. But the rest of you, you're going to go back to being disappointed again with Jahmyr Gibbs. Giants at the Cowboys. We don't necessarily talk numbers here, but the Cowboys are favored by one of the larger numbers that you're going to see, understandably, because things are bleak for the Giants. Tommy DeVito has been named the starting quarterback. Matt Barkley will back him up. So, who's going to have more fantasy points, Saquon Barkley or the Cowboys DST?
Cowboys DST. In week one, Saquon went out and gave you 9.3 against this Cowboys defense. The Cowboys defense scored 35. And that was with Daniel Jones healthy, Darren Waller healthy, all of the Giants healthy. They are not healthy anymore. All of, outside of Saquon, pretty much all of their big names sidelined. And then Danny DeVito, who I found out from Marcus this morning, still lives at home with
living
his
in his childhood home. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Which is like, he's a starting quarterback in the NFL. Wild.
At least he got a roommate.
Yeah. I think the look, you're starting Saquon because he's Saquon Barkley in situations this week, but he's on bust watch, and the Cowboys defense is a must start, going to go off.
Yeah, the Cowboys defense is an absolute must start. And yeah, you're probably right. I'm going to say the Cowboys don't score 35 points defensively, but I think Saquon's going to struggle to get to double digits because he's all there is right now. And if you're Dallas, your whole goal is to take away Saquon and don't let him be the one to beat you. So I do think the Cowboys defense scores more. Yeah. Sad, sad times in New York indeed. By the way, it's been a while since Tony Pollard has officially scored a touchdown. He scored a touchdown last week that we saw and it got taken away. Does Tony Pollard officially score a touchdown this week?
Yes. Yeah, because the Cowboys are going to be up so big that they're going to be like, all right, Tony, we're going to give you one. we'll let you score here. No, I continue to be like, I know Tony Pollard isn't what he was last year. He's not living up to expectations. I get all of that. I still think the volume is too much to get away from him. I'm hoping for a couple of big plays or two, but he hasn't scored a touchdown since week one. He is the only player in the NFL with 145 or more touches and two touchdowns or fewer. Eventually, regression has to win out.
It has been a while since he has visited the end zone. So I'm going to say yes, because I'm also the guy who's like, whenever somebody's on a touchdown drought every week, I'm just going to be like, yep, this is the week. I did it with Deontay Johnson and he finally scored. So I'm going to do it with Tony Pollard too and say that he finally scores. Honestly, I think the next couple weeks for Pollard could be really good. They've got the Giants this week. I believe the Panthers either next week or the week after, but the Panthers are very nearby on the schedule as well. So it feels like anybody who's been struggling with Tony Pollard in their lineup, the next few weeks for you should be pretty good. That's Please. Right. It is. It's the Panthers in week 11. So the Giants this week, the Panthers next week. So a couple of really good matchups.
I have Tony Pollard. I need a big, you know, bounce back second half, and I know a lot of others do as well. A
lot of folks do. The Commanders heading to Seattle to take on the Seahawks. So the team from Washington, D.C. heading to take on the team from Washington State. It has been a struggle for Geno Smith this year. Starting to look like last year might have been the magical season because he has not been able to replicate that so far this season. They get a Commanders defense that has been beat up, and they lost their two best pass rushers through trades a couple of weeks ago. So is this the week things finally go right for the Seahawks passing attack?
It has to be. Like, if Geno Smith flops this week, I am going to cut him where I have him. Yeah. Because this is the best possible matchup. But I think this could be the start of a second half run for the Seahawks passing attack. After the Commanders, they get the Rams, who we've seen get torched through the air as of late. They get the Niners twice, who, like you said, have been struggling through the air. The Eagles have given up so much pass game production. Then they get the Titans and Steelers to round it out. They have the best wide receiver schedule the rest of the way and one of the best for the fantasy playoffs. So I'm actually trying to trade for some Seahawks pass catchers this week, but if it doesn't happen this week, I'm going to be probably kicking myself for trading for them next week.
I tell you, I have one team where I have Geno Smith, and I'm starting him this week because Tua is on a bye. I'm sort of hoping that Geno has a good game so I can trade him and maybe upgrade at some other positions for the rest of the season, because once the Dolphins' bye is over, I'm probably just starting Tua the rest of the way.
Yeah.
So why not see if I can get something out of Geno Smith? So I sort of need him to play well for two reasons. One, because I'm starting him, and two, because I want his trade value to go up so I can bolster my roster the rest of the way. I do think it happens this week, though, against the Commanders. Going to step away for a quick break. Stick around for more of the NFL Fantasy Football Show.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring body wash and bar soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
On to the primetime games. We got Sunday Night Football. The New York Jetropolitans, fresh off a pretty ugly offensive performance against the Chargers, they go to Las Vegas to take on the Raiders. Devontae Adams still could not get going last week. Josh Jacobs had a nice game with Antonio Pierce as the interim head coach for the first week. Are we still starting Devontae? And we still starting Josh Jacobs despite what's a pretty tough matchup against a very good Jets defense?
Yeah, I think you have to start both of them this week. And I did consider maybe being like, oh, I want to use Devontae as a sit. And then I was like, he's Devontae Adams.
Right.
I don't care how good Sauce Gardner is. Sauce Gardner could win 90% of the time. And that other 10%, Devontae could get his. And it just takes one long play. Last week, 29% target share. He has a 32% target share in both games with O'Connell. The volume and everything is still running through him. Game script worked against him last week because the Giants scored 6 points. I know the Jets, Tommy DeVito might be the best starting quarterback in Jersey right now. We don't know. But I still think you have to start Adams and Josh Jacobs.
You know, it's funny. That reminded me of way back in the day when Charlie Ward, who was a two-sport star at Florida State, was the point guard for the New York Knicks.
Knicks legend.
Knicks legend. Charlie Ward is the point guard, and people at the time were saying that Charlie Ward was the best quarterback in New York because that's how bad things were for the Giants and the Jets at the time. So here we are with Tommy DeVito. You're starting Devontae Adams. You're starting Josh Jacobs. Those guys are still the focal point of the offense, and I know it's been rough times for Devontae Adams, especially the last few weeks. But when everything is working, the ceiling is way too high. You're still talking about one of the best receivers in the league. You got to believe at some point they are going to make a concerted effort to get him the football. So even if the matchup is bad, you just got to rely on the talent at this point, and you got to have Devontae Adams in the lineup. I just don't see any way you can reasonably get away from him at this point. Jacoby Myers, any idea about the
him? I would try secondary options against this Jets defense. I think you can sit.
Weird. Jacoby Myers got a rushing touchdown last week, which is odd. I don't know.
Give it to Devontae this week.
Just blows my mind. I have no analysis other than I just thought it was amazing. Monday Night Football, the Broncos at the Bills. Buffalo trying to bounce back after last week's loss to the Bengals. Broncos playing better. They're not necessarily great, but they're playing better than they were earlier in the season. But James Cook has been frustrating.
Yeah.
Can we trust him against what has been a bad Broncos run defense?
Can you trust him? No, but I think you could start him and give him one more opportunity. If he doesn't come through this week, then you could potentially even get him off your roster. I don't know. I know James Cook is very frustrated with how he's being used, as are Bills fans and fantasy managers and all of that. But this is about the matchup. The Broncos have allowed on the season the most fantasy points per game to running backs. That includes the second most rushing yards, most yards per carry, sixth most rushing touchdowns, and they are in the top five in catches, receiving yards, and receiving touchdowns allowed. So I'm just hoping that even on the limited workload, he could break out a long run or score a touchdown or something like that.
Yeah, I'm still rocking with James Cook, although I have downgraded my expectations, right? I thought he was maybe a high-end RB2. Right now, he's a low-end RB2, maybe more of a flex play. That's just what it is, because that's how the Bills are dishing out their opportunities. Latavius Murray is still getting work. We'll see if Leonard Fournette gets any opportunities this week. But it kind of is what it is for James Cook, and I think we just have to sort of adjust our expectations accordingly in this one. It's time to see who will deliver, presented by Uber Eats. Talking about the guys who will lead us to victory. So who is going to be a fantasy avenger for you this week?
Christian Kirk. Why? Because like Marcus said earlier in the show, the Niners have allowed a whole bunch of pass game production as of late. They also run zone coverage 77% of the time. That is 6% higher than league average. Kirk is their best Jaguars receiver against zone coverage. Not only does he lead them in every category, he has over 100 more yards than any other player. Plus, the Niners are going to put up points, so the Jags are going to have to do so as well.
I do like Christian Kirk this week. Like I said, I think he and Evan Engram both have some big games against this Niners defense. For me, it's going to be Jared Goff. And we always like to joke, Adam Rank likes to say that Jared Goff is an indoor cat. We'll see how he plays sort of on a porch situation, a covered garage. I'm not sure how it's going to work over at SoFi Stadium with the canopy, but I do know that against the Chargers, he is going to ball out against a secondary that has struggled all year long, and they've struggled against high-level quarterbacks. When you look at quarterbacks currently in the top 12, the Chargers have given up big numbers, nearly 400 passing yards per game with 11 touchdowns. So I think Jared Goff continues to keep it rolling. Amon-Ra St. Brown, Sam Laporta, all these guys are going to eat against the Chargers coming up this weekend. So should be a lot of fun. That game, I think, is going to be a lot of fun to watch. Maybe the most entertaining game, at least for my purposes, on the slate this week in Week 10. That was Who Will Deliver, presented by Uber Eats, where you can get almost anything. The official on-demand delivery partner of the NFL, order now. So that'll get us through the entirety of Week 10. That's a good spot for us to stop and catch a breath. That is it. We are done. We appreciate you hanging out with the NFL Fantasy Football Show. You know the drill. Tell two friends to tell two friends. Rate, review, and remember, if we tell people the brain is an app, maybe they'll start using it. Be safe, take care of yourselves, enjoy Week 10, and we'll talk to you again real soon.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring body wash and bar soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.